The ninth section is a very, very interesting section. You will all love it. In fact, this is the best section I love here in this is this ninth section. Here Upanishad is giving instructions. How Upanishad is giving instructions? It seems the student who was studying in the Gurukulam is leaving the Gurukulam after having completed his studies. It's a beautiful instruction. You must know that. The student who was part of the Gurukulam, who was studying there, after having completed his studies, Veda Adhyayanam, he has completed the Veda Adhyayanam. Now he has a thorough, profound knowledge of the Veda mantras. He might not have learnt all the meanings, but he has definitely studied the, memorized the whole Veda. When he entered into the Gurukulam, Veda was only in the head of the teacher. Now the Veda text has been transferred from the teacher's head to the student's head. Now the student's head also equally, heavy with the book of Veda in the mind, like the teacher's head. The whole teaching was through oral tradition. Now, after completing, your student has to go back. Now, the teacher gives a beautiful instruction. See, all the young boys and girls also should listen to this, the instructions. After going back, the student will become very busy because then he has to, first of all, before he gets married, she should go and exhibit talents to a local king or rich person. Then naturally they'll appreciate this person's talent and they will give some honorarium. They give some money. And that money, he must bring it and give it to the acharya as a gurudakshina. Because the whole study, he had a free teaching. So he has to support the teacher for the future students to come and study for the maintenance of the Gurukulam. Then after giving, then he has to go back and he has to definitely find a job and he must get married. He must settle in life. And when he lives his life as a grihastha, it's a compulsory duty of every Vaidika to enter into a grihastha ashramaha, to get married, to have a progeny, to contribute for the perpetuation of dharma. So he must get married. Then household duties and responsibilities will make him very busy. And therefore he may forget to do his routine. So teacher instructs, he must not stop his daily Vedic chanting. It's called Swadhyayaha. Swadhyayaha means whatever it is, he must be given to the discipline of reciting the Veda mantras regularly. Whatever he has learnt in the Gurukulam, we should not forget. Then, not only that, he must also share that knowledge with other people. He must also teach others so that he contributes for the preservation of the Shastram for the future generation. The two are important. He must be continuously involved in, he must have a regular habit of reciting the Veda mantras, which is called Swadhyayaha. Then Pravachana means teaching the mantras, what he has learned properly with Shraddha to other students. These two are very important disciplines. Swadhyayaha Pravachanam. Swadhyayaha Pravachanam is very important. When a person is given to the discipline of study, naturally he will be repeatedly instructed to follow dharma. So he'll be reminded of living a life of dharma. So the person will make all possible efforts to live a life of dharma. Therefore, he will be in the right track of living his human life to accomplish his end. Therefore, Swadhyayaha and Pravachanam, these two are most important disciplines. The Upanishad repeats and repeats and repeats. Swadhyaya pravachane cha, స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనం ఇన్ డ్యూయల్ బికమ్ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే. సో దట్స్ వై ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ అన్ వాలిడిక్టరీ అడ్రస్, ద టీచర్స్ వాలిడిక్టరీ అడ్రస్. దట్స్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్ లేటర్ ఆన్, బట్ నౌ లెట్ us see. The same disciplines are emphasized again before what is going to come in the next tab section also. Upanishad teaches some values, the values, and in this section Upanishad teaches some values and disciplines, attitude also. We'll see all of them here first. Let us chant, learn the chanting today. ఋతం చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. ఋతం చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. సత్యం చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. తపశ్చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. దమశ్చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. శమశ్చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. అగ్నయశ్చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. అగ్నిహోత్రం చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. అతిథయశ్చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. మానుషం చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. ప్రజా చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. ప్రజనశ్చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. ప్రజాతిశ్చ స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే చ. సత్యమితి సత్యవచారాథీతరః. తప ఇతి తపో నిత్యః పౌరుషిష్ఠిః. స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనే వేతి నాకో మౌద్గల్యః. తద్ధి తపస్తద్ధి తపః. సో దాట్ వాలిడిక్టరీ అడ్రస్ వేర్ ది టీచర్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ ఆల్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఫార్ ది స్టూడెంట్ హూస్ వుడ్ బి లీవింగ్ ది గురుకులం, గోయింగ్ టు కమ్ లేటర్ ఆన్. And those disciplines are already discussed in the Upanishad here in this section. That is what I wanted to say. We are going to see the same disciplines being emphasized later on by the teacher. But now Upanishad itself presents those disciplines. What are the disciplines one must follow in life? Who is that one? When I say one must follow, means who is that one? Every individual human being who wants to call himself a Vaidikaha. Vaidikaha is the one who is given to the discipline of, who is given to the way of life enjoined by the Veda Shastra. Okay, who accepts the Veda Shastra as the Pramanam, who respects the Veda Shastra as the only means of knowledge of the way of life and the accomplishment for attaining the goal of life. Thereby, one who wants to follow strictly the way of life enjoined by the Shastram in order to benefit from that way of life. Such a person is a Vaidikaha. For him, Upanishad presents here the disciplines to be followed. Only then, a person can become really mentally sensitized. See, the gross-minded person, immature person, gradually has to become sensitized, mentally sensitized, sensitive and subtle-minded. So sharp, person of sharp intellect and stable-minded, for which the person has to live a disciplined life. So he has to follow these basic disciplines in day-to-day life. First, he says, Ritam. Ritam is the first discipline. What does the word Ritam mean? So, Ritam We'll see the meaning about Ruttam later on. Okay, Ruttam means Yatha Shastram Jnanam. Yatha Shastram Jnanam Ruttam. Right knowledge or the understanding of the teaching of the way of life is called Ruttam. Right knowledge, right understanding of the teaching of the way of life. Then Satyam always comes along with the word Satyam. We learned the meaning of the word Ruttam already where in our Shanti Pataha. So Shankaracharya is going to say, I have already explained. He will not comment here. He does not want to repeat. He will say already explained. So Ruttam means Yatha Shastram Jnanam. Satya means Yatha Jnanam Anushtanam. So living one's life in conformity with one's knowledge of the right knowledge of the teaching of the way of life is Satyam. Okay. Now before we go to the meaning of that word, let us see Shankaracharya's commentary in 2, 3, 6. Do we have time? We should stop. Now, Vijnana Deva. Okay, let us see the page number 236. Because we are doing the Bhashyam, let me do the commentary along with the mantra's meaning so that you will won't have much time. In page number 236, Vijnanat Yeva Avapnoti Swarajyam. First sentence. Vijnanadeva Avapnoti Swarajyam. What does it mean? The word here Vijnanam means Upasanam. Please make a note. The word Vijnanam in some contexts mean knowledge. In some contexts mean Upasanam. The word Vijnanam in the context of the first section means Upasanam. In the first chapter, okay? The word Vijnanam in second chapter will mean knowledge of the reality. The word Vijnanam in the first chapter, Sikshavalli, it means Upasanam. So Vijnanat Yeva means what? Only by Upasanam. Vijnanat Yeva, only through the means of practice of meditation. Upasanat Yeva. Which Upasanam? Upasanam, whenever Upasanam comes, Sagunam Brahma only. Meditation means subject matter of meditation will be what? Sagunam Brahma. Jnanam means what? Nirgunam Brahma. Whenever we talk about the knowledge of Brahman, there Brahman is Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. When you talk about the worship, praying to or the meditation of Brahma, we talk about the Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha. So Upasanam is always a word going with Sagunam Brahma. Jnanam goes with the word Nirguna Brahma. Therefore here Vijnanat, by meditation alone, Upasanat Yeva, only by practice of meditation, only by meditation, Avapnoti, one attains. Upasana Deva Avapnoti, Dhyanatinal Matme, Oruvan Adehiran. Only through meditation, only by meditation, one attains what? Swarajyam. Only by Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. One attains Swarajyam. Swarajyam means what? Sovereignty. Sovereignty means what? Adipatyam, lordship. Lordship means what? Having the status of being one with Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Having the status of being one with Hiranyagarbha means what? Remaining in subtle form without body identity. Remaining in subtle form without physical identity is called remaining one with Hiranyagarbha. Remaining one with Hiranyagarbha is what? Said to be having the status of being the lordship. Having the lordship is what? No? Having the, being the emperor of the king, emperor, empire. So being the emperor of the empire is called what? Sovereignty. Okay, how can one attain that sovereignty of being the status of being the Lord? Only by upasanam. Only by practicing Hiranyagarbha upasanam. Vijnanati eva swarajyam avapnoti. Iti uktatvat. Iti uktam. It was said before, in every all five meditations discussed before, repeatedly emphasized one fact very clearly. What is that fact? Upasana deva vijnanat eva swarajyam avapnoti. It was said before. Therefore, due to that saying, uktatvat, iti uktatvat, shrauta smartanam karmanam, shrauta smartanam karmanam anarthaktyam praptam. Okay, because it was repeatedly emphasized, attainment of Hiranyagarbha status is possible only through the practice of meditation. Naturally, one may think other performance of rituals are not important. See, it's a big lesson for people who really think inferior of the rituals, who think meditation alone, oh, we are meditators. Oh, going to temple still useless. Okay, as to that big Mahatma, others are all useless people. Many people are of this view. Meditation is superior. Of course, meditation is very important. That does not mean the rituals are unimportant. So, Shrauta Karma. Shrauta Karma means what? A ritual or disciplines prescribed by the Shruti is called Shrauta Karma. Shrautam Karma means a ritual, a form of worship or discipline or the attitude pertaining to Shruti is called Shrautam Karma. Similarly, a ritual, worship or disciplines prescribed by the Smriti is called Smartam Karma. Okay? Whatever is prescribed in the Smriti is in conformity with the Shruti. So we have two types of rituals. Shruti prescribed rituals, Smriti prescribed rituals. They are known as Shrauta Karmani and Smartha Karmani. Smritiyinal sollapatta karmangal, Shrutiyal sollapatta karmangal, Shrauta Karmani and Smartha Karmani. Is it clear? Shruti, Shrauta, Smriti, Smartha. So people who follow Smartha Karmas are definitely following strictly the Shruti only. Okay. So we have these all rituals are different, but spirit behind the form is the same. Form of worship is different, but the spirit behind the form is the same. So we call Smartha Karma, Shrauta Karma. So what happened? Shrauta Smartanam Karmanam Anarthakyam Praptam. Anarthakyam means uselessness, meaninglessness. Anarthakyam, anartha means meaningless. Anarthakyam, meaninglessness, uselessness. Now what happened? It becomes as though there is uselessness, meaninglessness of all the rituals prescribed by the are prescribed in the Shruti and the Smriti. Why? Because repeatedly the emphasis was on the attainment of sovereignty only through the practice of meditation. When you hear five meditations, and every meditation Hiranyagarbha was glorified, Hiranyagarbha was praised, and that attainment of Swargaloka was very highly talked about. Therefore, highest benefit of attainment of any karma is attainment of Hiranyagarbha status. There's no greater rich result one can attain than attaining Hiranyagarbha status. Therefore, that Hiranyagarbha status, the highest result of action, is accomplishable only by practicing Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. It was meant repeatedly, it was mentioned. Therefore, in that context, one may think, okay, there is uselessness or meaninglessness of all the rituals prescribed in the Shruti and the Smriti. So Shankaracharya says that Shrauta Smartha Karmanam Anarthakyam Praptam. Okay? Iti Ataha. Therefore, Tan Ma Prapadu. அது நடக்கக்கூடாது, அவ்விதம் ஆகக்கூடாது. தன் மா பிராபது, தட் ஷுட் நாட் ஹேப்பன். தன் மீன்ஸ் தட், தத்து, மா பிராபது. மா பிராபது மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தட் ஷுட் நாட் ஹேப்பன். மா பிராபது, தட் ஷுட் நாட் ஹேப்பன். வாட் ஷுட் நாட் ஹேப்பன்? தட் the understanding should not happen. Which understanding should not happen? That there is uselessness, meaninglessness of all the rituals prescribed in the Shruti and the Smriti. Amazing. Beautiful, isn't it? Are you all following with me? Following me? Yeah, I'm trying to. Swamiji is not literal. But he gives the Bhavartha. I tried to give Bhavartha along with the literal translation to help you enjoy your Sanskrit knowledge. Okay? Praptam iti. Okay? It becomes understood. Praptam means what? It becomes understood. Iti ataha tan ma prapadu. That should not happen. Iti thus. Thus. கர்மணாம் புருஷார்த்தம் பிரதி சாதனத்துவ பிரதர்சனார்த்தம் இஹ உபன்யாசா. Now we understand why we need commentary. So Shankaracharya tells us, what is tell? இஹ உபன்யாசா. Here, this is the teaching. உபன்யாசா literally means lecturing. But here it means what? Teaching. Upanyasa means here the teaching. Upanyasaha, the teaching. Or here the discussion. Upanyasaha, here is the upanyasaha, here is the teaching, here is the discussion. So I'm adding presented. Here is, presented is not mentioned, I'm adding, okay? Here is the discussion. Iha, here. Upanyasaha, discussion or teaching is presented. For what? Pradarshanartham. Pradarshanartham, for showing. The teaching is presented here for showing. For showing what? Sadhanatvam. For showing. Okay. Sadhanatvam. Showing. That karmas have the status of being the means. Sadhanatvam means having the status of being the means. Sadhanam means sadhanatvam, having the status of being the means. Of what? Karma, purushartham prati. Karmas, all the rituals also, rituals prescribed in the Shruti and the Smriti also, have the status of being the means for attainment of moksha. Purushartham prati. Purushartham prati means for the attainment of purushartha. For the purushartha. Which means what? Smartha karmas, shauta karmas also serve indirectly as means of attaining moksha. Karmanam purushartham prati sadhanatvam asti. Or there is the status of being the means of attainment of moksha, of all the karmas. Okay, so don't mistake, don't think only upasana is required for the attainment of Hiranyagarbha Praptihi. So one should not think rituals are useless. Shauta karma is useless, Martha karma is useless, rituals are useless. Meditation alone is great. Meditation alone helps us attain Hiranyagarbha. So let us not do any rituals. So one should not have this thinking. Such a thinking should not be there. Therefore, here Upanishad presents the discussion on the rituals, Shrauta Smartha rituals, because they also are means of attaining ones. They also serve as indirectly a means of attainment of moksha. They're also involved. They also have a role as a means of attainment of purushartha, moksha. What does it mean? One should not ignore rituals. One should know the value of it. That is why only Vedanta study will help you validate the importance of everything. How important the ritual is. What is the use of it? Our advantage of following rituals, but what is the limitation of it? What is the advantage of practicing meditation? What is the limitation of it? What is it for? What it cannot do? We need to understand everything. We should not undermine anything. We should know the value of everything, due value of everything. We should know how to validate things. If you understand this, you can validate the temple worship, the puja we do at home, the prayer you do at home, the chanting you do at home, the classes you do at home, every week regularly meeting, every day meeting and studying also you'll know. Okay? Beautiful introduction. Do you all like this? Okay. I love this. The way it is presented, you must know this. Now, in fact, Upanishad is going to present all except one, almost Pancha Mahayajnas are discussed here. I'll show you which discipline belongs to which yajna. Pancha Mahayajnas are prescribed here. Pancha Mahayajnas means what? Five forms of worship. And living a life of Karma Yoga definitely involves a life of dharma. Living a life karma yoga is a life lived in conformity with the universal values, with the proper attitude, and having Bhagavan, the knowledge of the reality as the goal ultimately for moksha. Therefore, a person who lives a life of karma yoga definitely follows these Panchamaha Yajnas. Following Panchamaha Yajnas means what? With the Shraddha, doing or following Shrauta Smartha Karmani. So what are they? What is Shrautam Karma, Smartham Karma emphasized here? We'll see. First, Shastram emphasizes Ritam. Ritam. Vyakhyatam. In page number 237, homework for you. Okay. 236, 237, English. What is in English is a homework. You must keep reading along with my progress. Okay. Ritam, Shankaracharya says, Vyakhyatam. Vyakhyatam means what? Already explained. Where? You have to go to Shanti Mantra and there you have to find the answer. See, he respects us. He doesn't want to waste your time. Vyakhyatam, already explained. What is Ritam? As I said already, Yatha Shastram Jnanam. Yatha Shastram Jnanam means right knowledge of the teaching. First thing is what? We must have the right understanding of the teaching. That itself is what? One of the disciplines to be followed. The ritual is not just the ritual. A ritual performed, action performed, meditation practiced becomes a discipline. It contributes for disciplining the indisciplined mind. Therefore, we take it as a discipline. What is the first discipline Upanishad emphasizes here? Ritam. One must make all possible efforts to have the right understanding of the teaching in terms of how one should live one's life. Okay. If you have to have the right understanding of how one should live one's life, you must do what? Study. Study is important. Without studying the Shastram, how can you understand what is the way of life enjoined by the Shastram? Therefore, study is important. Therefore, immediately Shastram says, Swadhyaya Pravachanecha. Swadhyaya is emphasized. Now, in page number 238, he comments upon the word Swadhyaya. What is Swadhyaya? Are you all listening to me or watching something else? I can make out. If you are watching, listening to me, okay. Swadhyayaha is equal to adhyayanam. Adhyayanam. Swadhyayaha means adhyayanam. Adhyayanam means what? Learning. Adhyayanam literally means learning. Learning means what? Study. Swadhyayaha adhyayanam. Learning, study. So learning to recite the mantras is called adhyayanam. Learning to recite the mantras is called adhyayanam. It means how one should learn, not simply. Systematically one should study. That is why Sikshadhyayaha was taught in the beginning. One study must be in keeping with what? One must pay attention to the letters, sounds, swaras, varnas, no pada. Now you must see how one must study all that. I'm going to explain to the next class. There's so many varieties of pada pataha, gana pataha, krama pataha, we have jata pataha. Different ways of chanting is there. Okay? So one must learn the chanting correctly. Veda mantras, we should not make mistake. That is the main reason I take so much of time to teach Rudram. We are not learning all the Vedas. No, Gayatri mantra should not be sung. But who can tell the whole Jagat? Whole world is singing. But we don't want to offend the people, the feelings. So we keep quiet. So any mantra should be learnt correctly with swaras. You learn one mantra also, learn correctly from right teacher, then recite. There is a krama. And if you are learning the Veda mantra, means you must be strictly a vegetarian also. And a lot of rules are there. We compromise everything. No compromise here. He strictly you must follow those things. Because a Vaidikaha, I am chanting Veda mantra, but I am eating non-veg. What nonsense it is. Okay. These are all strictly... I don't want to go into detail. That's why sometimes very delicate. you know, Pooja Swamiji was very, he won't emphasize symptoms, but Paramananda is very strict. He will say no. Omkaranda will say no, like that. Okay, what I'm saying, okay, Swadhyayaha means Adhyayanam. See, Swadhyayaha, masculine gender noun. Adhyayanam, neuter noun. Same meaning, learning, study. Studying the Veda mantras. How one should study, we'll see later on. Now, Pravachanam. So, first, right understanding of the teaching is a discipline. Then, learning to recite the mantras. Even though not all the mantras are one's own branch, a given branch, is called Swadhyayaha. Swadhyayaha means study of the mantras of a given branch. Okay, it's called Swadhyayaha Adhyayanam. Then Pravachanam means Adhyapanam. Adhyayanam, learning. Adhyapanam, teaching. Adhyapanam is a causative expression. Adhyapayati, teaches. Adhite learns. Adhyapayati, teaches. So adhyapanam, teaching. Adhyayanam, learning. One must learn, and because one learns, one has the responsibility of teaching also. Adhyapanam. And this, first of all, learning the Shastram with the great reverence and Shraddha, and with the same reverence, teaching also, sharing what one has learned also with the Shraddha, is what is one of the forms of worship, which is called Brahma Yajnaha. You see, Brahma Yajnova, first Yajna has come. Brahma Yajnaha. One must follow the discipline of Brahma Yajnaha in one's life, which is what, which itself becomes worship of Bhagavan in the form of scriptures. See, there's no arati involved, there's no puja involved, that still it's a worship. Why? It's a worship of Bhagavan in the form of studying script. Worship of Bhagavan in the form of scriptures. How can you worship Bhagavan in the form of scriptures? Studying the scripture and sharing the knowledge of scriptural knowledge with other people is what? Brahma Yajnaha. Learning and teaching of the scripture is worship of Bhagavan. That is why every day you are all, when you sit and do the home study, Gita home study, study Vyadnichi, or you all do the study, group study, different timings. I know people are meeting and learning, trying to read, understand. It's all Brahma Yajna. It's not a waste of time. It's not really. It's a worship. Bhagavad Aradhanam. That is why people lying down, reading the bed, putting them cover. No. Learning means all of you must sit in your chairs, wash your face, sit clean. Okay, you want to drink tea, finish drink tea, and then come and sit. Okay, then start learning, because Shraddha, it's a yajna. Now, if you're not lying down reading, you know, because nobody is seeing, I'm on Zoom. No, the Shraddha must be there. You must sit, and without touching anything, moving anything, no, without touching a person next to you, sitting next to you also. If at all, you're alone, very good. Okay, so the focus must be on the Shastra. There's respect for Shastra. Okay. So, Pravachanam is equal to Adhyapanam. See, first Shankaracharya mentions the Shastra's word, the original word of the Upanishad. Then he gives his own meaning. Pravachanam. It truly means lecturing, teaching. So, Adhyapanam. These two involve what? These two disciplines. The discipline of learning, discipline of sharing one's teaching knowledge comes under the form of worship of Brahma Yajnaha. Next he says, ஏதானி ஏதான் ருதாதி ஞனுஷ்டேயானீதி வாக்கியசேஷஹ. So we have to supply words and form a we have to conclude the statement how ஏதானி ஏதானி ருதாதீனி. This is a yan sandhi. Hope you can make out. ஏதானி ருதாதீனி. Ruthadini, Ruttam, etc. The disciplines such as Ruttam, etc. The Etani, these, third person, plural pronoun. Etani, these. Ruthani, Ruthadini. Disciplines such as Ruttam, etc. Anushteyani should be followed. Anushteyam is what? It's a ling passive participle. Anushteyam should be practiced. Anushteyani, these disciplines in terms of rhythm, etc., should be followed. This is how we should conclude the sentence here. Etani ritha adini rhythm. Adi Shabda stands for etc. So, Ruttam should be followed. Pravachanam should be followed. Swadhyayaha should be followed. These disciplines should be followed. These are all disciplines. Now, homework 239. You have to read. 238 English you have to read. And then if you have any doubts there, you want to ask me, make a note of the line which you do not understand. And you can come to the class and you can read out in the class. I can ask me for the clarification. Okay. Suppose you may not have any doubts because Swamiji is so beautiful and clear. There won't be any doubt at all for you. If at all you have any doubt. Okay, you want to connect it with the teaching. Then please come back, make a note of that line or paragraph and come back and ask me and we can read it here and then clarify the doubt. Okay, I'm going to stop. Is it all right? We are progressing very well, aren't we? Now, do you remember the introduction, Shankaracharya's introduction? Suddenly Anuvaka starts with Ritam cha Swadhyaya Pravachane cha. You don't understand, there's no sentences are not complete sentences. Then what does Upanishad do? We must know. Therefore, Shankaracharya introduces beautifully. Because Upasanas are mentioned here, five Upasanas, as means of attaining Hiranyagarbha, one should not undermine the importance of rituals and disciplines. Therefore, Upanishad here wants to present the discussion on those main disciplines emphasized, revealed or prescribed by the Shruti and the Smriti. Then he introduced. We have learned today three words. What are three disciplines? Ritam, Swadhyayaha, Pravachanam. Please read the English translation or in the whole English notes given by Swamiji. Any doubt you have, please ask me. See you in half an hour. 32 minutes. I'll see you in 32 minutes for Chandi class.